1298.
A request of Kelly O'Hanley to address council regarding Portland's role, actions with regards to climate change.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Kelly O'Hanley, and I'm here not to testify in the normal sense, but rather to pose some questions to you members of the City Council regarding the proposed propane terminal that would be located across from Hayden Island. I wonder, do any of you have reasons to question the scientific findings of the International Panel on Climate Change? Namely, that climate change is real, caused by human activities and progressing rapidly. If you do accept the science, do you agree that real solutions must be on political and not individual level? And as elected officials of a leading U.S. city, what do you see as your moral obligations regarding this threat? As you made clear, on January 13, the City Planning and Sustainability Commission will be considering a change of the zoning code that protects the environmentally fragile riparian zone at the Port of Portland's Rivergate Terminal, with a view to allowing a terminal for propane, also known as liquid propane gas or LPG, which is a byproduct of environmentally destructive fracking. The Commission's recommendations will need to be accepted or rejected by you. What are the benefits to Portland were it to serve as a conduit for LPG? Short-term tax revenues and a few permanent jobs? Given the threat of climate change and the arc of history, how much importance should be placed on these? Are these our 30 pieces of silver? Some elected officials are said to embrace LPG because it is less bad than other fossil fuels. Is that the standard that we should aspire to? Some argue that LPG is a bridging fuel, quote-unquote, that can serve as a substitute fossil fuel energy source. However, this argument would hold only if worse fossil fuels were being dismantled. But such is not the case. LPG is simply an additional carbon fuel. On another note, do you have concerns about the effects of idling diesel locomotives on the air quality around the would-be terminal and the impact of poor air quality on nearby residents? Do you stand by your statement made this October in connection to the approval of your climate change preparation strategy when you said, quote, reducing carbon emissions remains a crucial component of climate change preparation work, quote? Can you imagine Portland leading the way toward a green economy? If not here in Portland, in the Pacific Northwest, then where? Maybe China? Will they pull ahead of us in the green economy? Or maybe Germany? Are you prepared to help Portland live up to its national designation as a climate action champion? If so, say no to a propane terminal being introduced into Portland and to our city serving as a fossil fuel corridor. I believe such a decision would make a huge statement about Portland's core values. Such a stance would help draw dynamic, progressive young people and businesses to our city. That is the Portland and the future that so many of us want to help build. Please, lead us there.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Okay, let's move on.